And you're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online. And you're here in the studio with me, Dave Mack.
Ross.
And Lily. Sorry, I forgot because I'm sat here.
You sat in a different place,
aren't
you?
I was like, whoa, yeah.
And that's because we've got Hannah in here. How's it going, Hannah?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. And it's nice to have a catch up with you because obviously we're friends outside of here and I haven't seen you in a while. And
it's been a minute.
Yes, and to find out, your kids also go to theatre train, which is where Lily is as well. So
they love it, absolutely love it.
Small world, even smaller island, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So, as well as we were talking about all the many things you do with your day, which you sound very much like me in that sense. I know what it's like to just busy yourself up way too much.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think, well, you're a bit like that as well, actually,
I'm
weirdly.
I'm quite busy, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Keeps me out of trouble, anyway.
Oh, that's boring. That's caused a little bit of trouble sometimes, every now and again. But yeah, you're in to talk about Heartbeat.
Yeah. So, Tanya, I met at a networking event on the island in 2024 now. And she's the face that you'll see on the island most. Her and Tina come over. But they have made me the Isle of Wight ambassador for the charity Heartbeat.
Oh, brilliant.
So they're a Southampton-based charity. The asset that I think is the most amazing thing, especially for island families that they've got, is Heartbeat House, which is 5 minutes away from the cardiac unit at Southampton.
You were saying about this, and I must admit, it was something that, you know, you obviously know all these different charities, different things they do. And I was like, what is it that Heartbeat really do? And when you talk about Heartbeat House, I was like,
so that's, it's kind of their flagship for it. So it's the thing that I think would be most relevant for the people on the island to know about, because I had no idea about it.
No, I didn't.
And it's, you know, when something happens and, you know, a loved one is rushed over there, and the last thing you want to be thinking about is how much you've got to spend on hotels or ferries or whatever.
Or any friends going to put you up.
Exactly, it just adds so much more stress to the situation, and it doesn't need to be. So Heartbeat House is a 24-bedroom house that is literally a five-minute walk away from the cardiac unit at Southampton.
So there's quite a few of them in Southampton because all the students you've got there. So
So basically, families of the patient can stay at Heartbeat House for a one-off payment of £50, and they stay as long as they need to.
Wow!
So it's there to use, but obviously, speaking to people on the island, not a lot of people know about it. I didn't know about it. So
yeah,
you know, it's a really good thing for us to know about. That is, you know, something there that we can make use of.
It's good for people to know about these things because last year I was I had an ablation because I had natural fibrillation. Thank goodness there was no complication.
Yeah.
But, you know, if my wife needed to stay over on that side of the island, you know, I wasn't even aware of that at the time. Do you know what I mean? But again, knowing in the future, hopefully no issues with the dicky ticker anymore. But at the same time, you know, it's actually quite reassuring to know that myself, because I love Southampton General and everything they do there.
Yeah.
They're an absolutely amazing hospital. But so tell me, how did this come about? You know, do you know the background of it, of what made them start?
It's a charity that's been set up since 1992. And they've been working with the Wessex Cardiac Unit at the University of Southampton Hospital. And I think it's just a partnership that has grown and grown and grown with them. They've obviously want to support the cardiac unit. They're now funding really special projects like the 3D Heartprint project, where they can literally, it's mainly for children's surgeries. So for babies or children, they take the scans that are being done, like the 4D scans, and then the 3D print that specific patient's heart, so the surgeon can dissect and it will print everything internally as that child's heart is.
That's insane.
So that's mental.
Yeah.
They can then, you know, practice, they can show the parents exactly what is wrong, exactly what they're going to do to fix it, and all that sort of stuff. And it's an absolutely incredible project. It's just been relaunched. So
it's an amazing use of technology. You know, when people first started with 3D printers, who would have thought they would end up doing something like that? You know, and again, if it helps with a successful operation, then you know, that's
definitely. That's I mean, insane. You think how tiny a a baby's heart is for them to be able to have a look at it prior to actually, you know, going in and trying to fix this.
Yeah, well, even an adult heart isn't the hugest.
Exactly.
So baby's heart.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just, it's an incredible project. And Heartbeat are funding that, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, I must admit, I know more about Heartbeat than ever before now.
Yeah,
this is what it's about, spreading awareness and obviously being a charity. So obviously as a charity, you guys do rely on
donations
and everything like that as well.
Yeah.
And one of the things you want to talk about is actually some of the events you've got coming up. Is that correct?
Yeah. So March, obviously I can't believe we're already in February.
But I know, second month of the year already. Countdown to Christmas begins.
Yeah.
God, don't do that to me, honestly.
Oh, no.
So we've got 2 days next to each other that have got some really great events coming on. So we've got our Healthy Heart Day, which we did the flagship of this last year at Key Arts, and the slot sold out so quickly. And basically Heartbeat sponsor for these cardiac nurses to come over to the island, and you have a 10 to 15 minute slot with a cardiac nurse. Basically to do a healthy heart check, to check your glucose, to check everything like that, and pick up any early signs of atrial fibrillation like you've got experience with. And it absolutely, it was incredible last year, the response that we got to it. And the people that came along, again, had never heard of Heartbeat. So it was a really good day where, you know, word was spread about what Heartbeat do. And people were signposted towards help that they might need, and you know, things were picked up that they didn't have any idea about, and they were, you know, sent to their, you know, go and see your GP, get started on, you know, looking at this. So we've got the second one of those, which is at the Island Sailing Club in Cowes, on Wednesday the 4th of March.
Okay, so again, that's only a month away now.
Yeah,
so.
Literally a month away. And then in the same day, we're hosting our first, it's called Springtime Connections from the Heart, and it's our first networking event on the island.
Okay.
So it's free to come along to, and it's being sponsored by my company this year, Emerald Elite VA Services. We're sponsoring it this year.
Okay. So that's the full-time job.
That's my full-time job, but... with any of these events, obviously we're reaching out for sponsors for these events as well. So we've got the networking session in the evening on the 4th of March, which is between 4 and 6, again at Island Sailing Club. And then the day after, on the Thursday, at 6:30, we've got our Beat the Heat quiz. Which is our third one on the island.
I was going to say, I've seen it advertised before.
Yeah,
so
it's always a really good night. It's a good laugh. Like, the teams that we have come in, you know, it's always a giggle. There's always...
Yeah, you've got to love a good quiz night. I must admit, we had our Vectors Radio one last week on Thursday. And, it's good fun to have by all. And
it is.
Think it's also a good way of, again... raising money for charity, mate.
Definitely, definitely. And this one comes with a curry, so you know.
Oh, yes.
I'm all about the curry.
Yeah. Do you know what? I might even be tempted to book myself in on that one for the curry.
Come along, definitely.
Do love a good curry. Do you like curry?
I don't.
No?
No, unpopular.
Not even a mild one?
No, I've got really bad spice tolerance, so mild is still too spicy.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
I'm also really picky.
Really?
Yeah, like really picky.
Right, we'll touch on that in a bit. I thought I was a fussy eater, but it sounds like you're going to top me.
Yep.
You wanted to tell me, I think you like a curry by the looks
of it. Oh, yeah, I love curries.
Yeah? What's your favourite curry then?
Just a normal one, really.
Just
no. Nothing too spicy, though.
Just what your mum makes, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play. Well, here you go. You can pop down and grab a curry. You like a quiz as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You do love a quiz. So, okay, you never know, we might get us down there and joining in.
So that's, Ride Castle on the 5th of March, at 6:30. To get in touch with any of these events, basically, just email Tanya, which is tanya@heartbeat.org.uk.
Cool. And I did spot as well, if you go onto the website, the Heartbeat website, which is www.heartbeat.co.uk, you can go onto their events page, and you've got the Beat the Heat Isle of Wight quiz night. Cause it's great to see there's events going on in Southampton, Bournemouth, everywhere. Yeah. So
all around Dorset, really, and Dorset and Hampshire area. Yeah.
So you go on there, and you've got the inquire button, click on there and send them a message, and yeah, book yourself in, because yeah, it's a good cause. It's fantastic.
Definitely. Like, and obviously, along with coming along to these events and helping us raise money, if there's anybody, any businesses out there that would love to partner with us to sponsor any of these events, please do get in touch. We'd be really, really happy to talk to you about, you know, the impact you'd be making by helping us with this.
Yeah. So. No, that's great. And it sounds like you're going to have a busy couple of days.
Yeah.
Is that three events in 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, it's, you know, the team have got to come over, and the cardiac nurses are coming over. So, like, even in the networking event in the evening, the cardiac nurses will be there as well. So
that's you can good.
And they're having a defib sort of instructional thing. And there's a guest speaker as well, which is Martin at Hero Creative Design. He's coming in to be our guest speaker.
Martin's a great guy.
He's
good friend of
top
mine.
Bloke,
he's
isn't
been
he?
In actually on my radio shows quite a few times, actually, mainly just to talk nonsense. and us two on a mic with each other do talk a lot of nonsense, but it's good fun. He's a great guy.
Yeah, bless him. But yeah, so there's a lot going on in the next month. But yeah, we'd love to have as many Isle of Wight people as possible, and yeah, just help us spread the word about it through the island, because it's a really, you know, really important thing that people need to know about, especially for, like, you know, if the worst should happen and you need to go over there for something like that, you know, that Heartbeat House is there.
Yeah, that is a key factor. Like, literally, since you first told me, I was like, wow, like that's an incredible thing, because it's expensive enough crossing the water and then if you've got to stay over there, that's fantastic. And do you know what, I really pray that this is a fantastic, successful event, which I'm sure it will be anyway. So just to recap then, that's Beat the Heat Ride, that's at the Ride Castle Hotel on Thursday the 5th, and that's from 6:30. And again, if you want to take part, please inquire through the website and send a message to Tanya. Nice. Oh, well, thank you so much. It's been great to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
And you'll have to pop in sometime soon again and tell us how it all went as well.
Definitely, yeah.
And I'm sure we have plenty of other events by that point as well.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially if you've got three in 2 days.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for popping in, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and have a great event. And we, like I said, look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
Brilliant.